Blog Talk Radio.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. Nobody has to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't.
It's time for Sound Off Farms, and I'm your host, George Beverly, kicking it with you, and I hope you've had a great, great day and all that jazz. hope you've been paying attention to what's real in your world and not other people's world. We are going to continue, and we're going to kick it. The same stuff. And so what we're going to do is do what we always do. And I'd like to thank for those people who've been listening to me diligently on this topic. I mean, I know it's boring, and it may sound like a lot of, you know, he say, she say, but this is coming strictly from the law, y'all. So I would really love it if you guys, you know, like I said, continue to hang in there with me, because the more that you know about this, the easier it is. Okay? The easier it is. So, without further ado, I know I have something else I want to tell you, beautiful ladies and gentlemen out there. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I've been posting a lot of stuff on my website, on my Facebook website, and also my Twitter account. So hopefully, you guys will check that out. If you got any questions, you know what to do. You can find me at george.mango. .904. I'm at Sound Off Forums on Facebook. You can find me on hashtag Sound Off 97413 Twitter. You can also go to my official website, soundoffforums.com.net.info. That's three F's and an S. Sound Off Forums. If you'd like to call in, just chat it up with me, 347-989-1014. Ephesians 6, 6-13, not with eye service and man pleasing, but the servant of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether it be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your Lord, your Master, is in heaven. Neither is there respects of the persons with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devils. For we wrestle against not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in high places. Wherefore, take upon the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day, and having all the done, to be standing. And let the church say amen. That's how we do it around here for you new listeners out there. That's how we kick it. And it's listen, it is to the point. Well, how we do it, you know, we don't do it any other way. And I'll make that specifically clear to my new listeners out there who are coming, who've never heard my page before. And I love doing this. I've done it for about 6 months now. You know, hey, we're doing good. We are doing what we're supposed to do out there, getting people to be more knowledgeable about what's going on. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you one thing. It's one thing to be naive, but it's another thing to say that you're not involved with politics, because everything in this whole entire planet deals with politics. And when you get mad at the president, you get mad at the lawmakers for making all these stuff. Listen, if you don't understand the new wave of how America is being made and how America is growing, then you're going to be left behind the times still talking about old topics. And another thing that really chaps my hide about stuff like this is when people talk about the issues we were talking about, they want to call it conspiracy theory. How is it a conspiracy when we continue to tell you that the government is doing these things to you? How is that a conspiracy? Then when the truth come out, then you want to say, oh, well, you know, we're lucky. We're lucky that came out. No, ladies and gentlemen, it is the facts and the truth of the matters of things. And if you can't handle it, that's one thing. But it's another thing. Try to BS what's the truth of the matter in the system. So I just wanted to put that out there, and we'll go ahead and get started because it's important that for those people out there who don't know about the Patriot Act, that you understand what's in the Patriot Act. And it's, for me, really it really gets on my nerves when people start talking about stuff that's been regurgitated on the news. And it's one thing to regurgitate it and it'd be factual, but it's another thing to regurgitate it and be completely wrong. So when you see something, we need you, ladies and gentlemen, to go do your own research, okay? So here we go. I'll continue on what I was doing yesterday. We're on Title I, Enforce. We're going to go and Title I, Enhancing Domestic Security Against Terrorism. That's 28 U.S.C. Code 524, note, Section 101, Counterterrorism Fund. It says, Alpha, established availability, there is hereby established in the Treasury of the United States a separate fund to be known as the Counterterrorism Fund. Among amounts in small shall remain available without fiscal year limitations. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you how important that one sentence is. This is what you have to understand. This Patriot Act that was activated 2001. It says that the Treasury of the United States has to form a separate fund to be known as the Counterterrorism Fund. Among amounts in shall remain available without fiscal year limitations. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? And usually I don't talk about that stuff. I want to go read, but I have to stop and explain this to you. Ladies and gentlemen, you remember when we talk about on this show that there's no such thing as real money in America anymore? This is what I'm talking about. They have unlimited, I'm talking about the government, the NSA, all the intelligence community, anybody that falls under the umbrella of the Homeland Security, which this access has unlimited amounts of money, not even including the fiscal year budget money they get from that's been put out, but they get additional monies that are unchecked. No one is able to track that except certain people because they know what's spending it. And it's going to be released maybe 5 or 10 years down the road, but at that point it's too late. And so you have, when I was reading all those construction companies and all those different contracts that were being put out by the government, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, those monies that they're spending are unlimited dollars. So if we're in a national deficit crunch and we want to get rid of the deficit, we are only creating more debt because of the unlimited amount of money they are able to spend depending on the operation. And we're talking about the black ops. We're not talking about what you see on the surface and what they report about. Because remember yesterday I also read that the intelligence committee had only 2 or 3 open sessions to the public. The rest of them were closed. So it's very important to understand what's in an act or in a bill or you start talking about things you don't know. So when people say, well, we're because Obama is doing this and Obama's doing that, we don't, you know, he's not, listen, it had nothing to do with Obama. What it has to do with is the people that are running these black op operations to do things to manipulate the civilians of America. And that should not be going on right now. Okay, so let me get back to this, okay? Number one, the reimbursement, any Department of Justice compensation of any costs incurring in the connection with Alpha, reestablishing the operation capabilities of the office or the facilities that have been damaged or destroyed as a result of domestic or international terrorism incident. Bravo, providing support to counter investigation or prosecute domestic our international terrorism, including which out limitation payment awards in connection with the activities. Charlie, conducting terrorism threats assessments of the federal agencies and their facilities, and two, to reimburse any department or agency of the federal government for any cost incurred with the connection with the detaining in the foreign countries individuals accused of the act of terrorism that violates the laws of the United States. Bravo. No effect of the prior appropriations subsection alpha shall not be construed to affect the amount or the availability of any appropriate appropriation to the counterterrorism fund made before the date of the enactment of this act. Section 102, since of the Congress condemning discrimination against Arabs and Muslim Americans. Alpha, Congress must make following findings. Number one, Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, and Americans from East Asia play a vital role in our nation and entitled to nothing less than the full rights of every American. Two, the acts of the violation that have been taken against Arabs and Muslim Americans since 2001 September 11 attacks against the United States should be and are condemned by all Americans who value freedom. Number three, the concept of individual responsibility for wrongdoing in circumstances in American society and apply equally to all religion, racial, and ethnic groups. Number four, when American citizens commit acts of violence against those who are perceived to be of Arab or Muslim descent, they should be punished in full extent of the law. Number five, Muslim Americans have became so fearful of harassment that a Muslim woman are changing the way they dress to avoid becoming targets. Number six, many Arab American Muslim Americans have acted heroically during the attacks of the United States, including this 25-year-old Pakistani. The World Trade Center and effect of the resistance of the missing. B, sensitive. Let me move down to two. Okay, making sure. Bravo, sense of Congress. It is the sense of Congress that, one, the civil rights and the civil liberties of all Americans, including Arab Americans, Muslim Americans, and Americans of Asian, Southern Asian, must be protected, and that they affect must be protected in the provision of their safety. Number two, any acts of violence or discrimination against any American be condemned. Number three, the nation is called upon to recognize the patriotism of the following citizens from all ethnic, racial, and religious backgrounds. Section 103, increasing funds for the Technical Support Center at the Federal Bureau of Investigation. There are authorizations of appropriate of technological support system center established in Section 811 of the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996, which is Public Law 104-132, to help meet the demands of the activities of the combat of terrorism and to support the enhancement of the technical support and tactical operations of the FBI. The $200 million for each fiscal year from 2003 to 2004. Section 104 104 requests for military assistance to enhance prohibition in the certain emergency. Section 2332 echo of the Title 18 United States code is amended, one, by striking 2332 Charlie and inserting 2332 Alpha, and strike by striking chemical. Section 105, let's see, expansions of the National Electronic Criminal Task Force entities. The director of the United States Secret Service should take appropriate actions to develop a national network of electric crime task force based on the New York Electronic Crime Task Force model throughout the United States, for the purpose to provide in detecting and investigating various forms of electronic crimes, including the potential terrorism attack against critical infrastructures and financial payment systems. Section 103, the Presidential Authority. Section 203 of the International Emergency Act, Power Act, United States Code 1702 is amended. Number one, in the subsection of Alpha 1, Alpha, at the end of the subparagraph of A, flush to that subparagraph by striking and to insert a comma and the following, by any person or respect of any property subject to jurisdiction of the United States of America. Bravo. In the subparagraph Bravo 1, by inserting and block during the pendencies of the investigation, after investigation, and number two, by striking the interest into inserting interest by any person or with any respect of any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States of America. Charlie, by striking any person or any respect of the property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States of America. Delta, by inserting the end of the following. Charlie, when the United States is engaging in the armed hostilities and other than being attacked in the federal, in foreign countries or foreign nationalities, the consignment of any property, the confiscation of any property subject to jurisdiction of the United States, of any foreign person, foreign organization, or foreign country that is he deserves have his plans, authorization, aiding or engaging in such hostilities or attacking against the United States, and are all rights, titles, and interests in any property of such confiscation shall vest when as the upper terms directed by the president. In such, the agency or the person on the president may distinguish from the time to time and upon such terms and conditions of the president that prescribes. Such interests or property shall be held, used, administrated, liquidated, sold, or otherwise dealt with in the interest of and for the benefit of the United States of America. And such designation agencies or person may perform any of all acts indicated of the appropriation and the further cessation of the purpose. And two, number two, by inserting the following, the end of the following.
I don't know. Hit the bottom. So let me get back to where I was, and I apologize. Lord have mercy. Way up there. Okay, here we go. I apologize. Let's see. I already read that part. Okay, so number two, by inserting at the end of the following, Charlie, classified information. If any judicial review of the determination made under this section, if the determination was based on the classified classified information are such defined in the Section 1 Alpha of the Classification Information Procedure Act, such information may be submitted to the review of the court, ex part of in a camera. This subsection does not confer or imply any rights of jurisdictional review. Title 2, Enhanced Surveillance Procedures. Section 201, Authority of the Interception, Wiring, Oral, and Electronic Communication Related to Terrorism. Section 2516, parentheses 1, close parentheses, of Title 18, United States Code is amended, number 1, by redesignating the paragraph, open parentheses, papa, close parentheses, as so, to designate by the section 42434, open parentheses, 2, close parentheses, of the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Date Penalty Act of 1996, the public law of 104-132, 110 SAT 1274, as paragraph ARA, and number 2, it is inserting after the paragraph PAPA, such redesignated by the section of 201, open parentheses number 3, close parentheses, of the Illegal Immigration Reform, the Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996, Division Charlie of the Public Law of 104-208, 110 Stat 3009-565, the following new paragraph, Quebec, open parentheses, this is the paragraph they're referring to, Quebec. Criminal violation of the Sector 229 relating to chemical weapons are Section 2332, 2332 Alpha, 2332 Bravo, 3232 Delta, 339 Alpha, or 2339 Bravo of the sections related to terrorism in a closed parenthesis ending the paragraph. Section 202, authorities to intercept wire, oral, or electronic communications related to computer fraud and abuse of officials. Section 2516, open parentheses 1, close parentheses, open parentheses Charlie, close parentheses of the Title 18 United States Code of the amended by striking, and Section 1341 relating to the mail fraud, and inserting the section 31341 relating to mail fraud, and a felony violation of the section 1030 related to computer fraud and abuse. Okay, section 203, authority to share criminal investigation information. Alpha, authority to share grand jury information. In general, Rule 6, Echo 3, Charlie, of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedures in a amendment to the read as follows. Charlie, 1. Disclose otherwise prohibited by these rules of the matters occurring before the grand jury may also be made. I think how they broke it down. When so directed by the courts preliminarily to or in connection to the jurisdictional proceedings. 2, when permitted by the court at the request of the defendant upon showing the grounds that may exist for a motion to dismiss the incident because of the matters occurring before the grand jury. Number 3, when the disclosure is made by an attorney for the government to another federal grand jury. Number 4, when permitting a court at the request of an attorney for the government upon a showing of such matter that disclosed a violation of the state criminal law and appropriate officials of the state or a subdivision of the state that pursues the engagement of such laws. Number five, when the matters involve foreign intelligence or counterintelligence, as defined in Section 3 of the National Security Act of 1947, 50 United States Code 401 Alpha, are the foreign intelligence information defined in the clause of number 4 of this subparagraph to any federal law enforcement investigation, protection, immigration, national defense, or national security office is or the assistance to the official receiving to the information that performance of his own official duties. Number 2, if the court other orders decide of the matter occurring before the grand jury, the disclosure shall be made in such of a manner at such time and under certain conditions at the court may be directed. Number 3, if any federal official to whom the information is disclosed persecuted to cause in this sub in number 5, number 1 subparagraph may use information for necessary in conducting that the person's official duties subject to any limitations of unauthorizing of the disclose of the such information within the reasonable amount of time after such disclosed. Any attorney for the government should be filed under the seal a note with the court stating the fact that such information is disclosed and the defense departments and the agencies and the entities in which it is disclosed was made. Number 4, in the clause of 1-5 of the subparagraph, in the terms of the foreign foreign intelligence information, meaning number 1, information whether or not concerning the United States person had that relates to the ability of the United States to protect against alpha acts or a potential act or other grave harassed act of the foreign power or an agent of a foreign power. Bravo, the sabotage or the international terrorism by a foreign power or an agent of a foreign power. Charlie, the conclave information activities by an intelligence service or a network of foreign powers by the agents of the federal policy. Number 2, the information whether or not concerns a United States person with the respect of the foreign powers or the foreign territory that relates to alpha, the nation defense or the security of the United States, bravo, to conduct or of the federal affairs of the United States. Number 2, confirming amendment. Rule 6, open parentheses, echo, close parentheses, open parentheses, 3, close parentheses, open parentheses, delta, close parentheses, of the federal rules of the criminal procedure is in this amendment by striking echo 3, Charlie, number 1, and including echo 3, Charlie, number 1, bravo, authority of sharing electronic wiring and oral interceptions of information. Number 1, law enforcement subject section 2517 of the Title 18 United States Code is amended by inserting the end of the following. Number 6, any investigation or legal enforcement officer or attorney of the government who by any means authorized by this chapter has obtained knowledge of the contents of the wire, oral, or the electronic communications or evidence derived therefore of many disclosed such contents in any other federal law engagement, intelligence, protective, immigration, national defense, or national security office. To in fact that such contents include foreign intelligence or counterintelligence as defined in Section 3 of this National Security Act of 1947, 50 United States Code 401 Alpha are the foreign information, the foreign intelligence information as defined by subsection 19 of section 2510 of this title to assist the official who is to receive this information in the performance of his official duties. Any federal official who receives information persecute to the provision that may be used of the information only as necessary in the conduction that a person official duties should be subject to any limitations or unauthorization disclosed in such information. Defined section 2510 of Title 18 United States Code is amended by alpha in paragraph 17 by striking and after the subcolon bravo in the paragraph 18 by striking the period and including and Charlie in Charlie by including the following, the end of the following. Alpha, information whether or not concerning a United States person that relates into the ability of the United States to protect against. One, actual or potential acts of the given grave harm against the foreign powers or the agents of the federal powers. Number two, sabotage of international terrorism by foreign powers or the agents of a foreign power. Number three, clandestine intelligence agencies by an intelligence service or network of the foreign powers by the agent of a foreign power. Bravo. Information whether for whether or not concerning a United States person with respect of the foreign power or the foreign territory that relates to, one, the national defense or the security of the United States, or two, the conduct of the foreign affairs of the United States. Charlie, procedures of the Attorney General should establish the procedure to conclose information preceded in section. It would be section 2517 open parentheses close parentheses. It's and the rules of 6 Echo 3 Charlie 1 5 of the federal law of the criminal procedure of the that identifies the United States person as defined in section 101 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978 50 Uniform Code of 1801 Delta defined foreign intelligence information. Number one, in general, withholding, withstanding any other provision of this law, it should be lawful for a foreign intelligence or counterintelligence, as defined in Section 3 of the National Security Act of 1947. 50 Uniform Code of 401 Alpha or the federal foreign intelligence information obtaining the orders, and that this it once again it repeats what it said at the beginning. So I'll go to section 204, the clarification of the intelligence expectation for the limitations of the interception and the disclosure of wire, oral, and the electronic communications. Section 25112 Alpha of Title 18, Uniform Code of the Amendment of Striking This Chapter or Chapter 121 and Inserting This Chapter or Chapter 121 or 206 of the title. And number two, standing by striking wire or oral and inserting wire, oral, and electronic. Section 205, employment of translators by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Alpha, authority, the director of the Federal Bureau of Intelligence is authorized to indicate the employment of personnel of translators, support counterterrorism investigation, and operations without regard to applicable federal personnel requirements and limitations, which to me is very fishy and very, very crazy, because if they don't have any, they don't need any qualifications, as long as they can interpret, then that's good, right? I mean, what kind of sense does that make? Bravo, security request. The director of the FBI should establish and such security requirements as are necessary for the person to employ of the translation of the subtitle Alpha. Charlie, report. The Attorney General should report to the committee and the jurisdiction of the House of the Representatives and of the Senate on, one, number of translators employed by the FBI or other components of the Justice Department, two, any legal or practical impediments to using the translator employment by other federal or state or local agencies on the full-time, part-time, or shared basis. Number three, the needs of the FBI for specific translation services in certain languages as a requirement for the meeting of these needs. Number two, Section 206, roving surveillance authority under the Foreign Information Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1973. Subject 105, Charlie 2 Bravo of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, 50 Uniform Code of 1805, Charlie 2 Bravo, is amended by inserting in our circumstances where the court finds that the actions of the target of the applicant may have the effects of the individuals of such persons and such other persons after the specific person. Section 207, duration of the FISA surveillance of non-United States persons who are agents of the foreign power. I think this part's going to get interesting. Surveillance, Section 105, Echo 1 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveying Act of 1978, 50 Uniform Code of 1805, Echo 1, is amended by Alpha, inserting Alpha after expected, that, and Bravo, inserting after the following, and of the order of this act have the surveillance that targets against the agency, the agent against a foreign power, as defined in Section 101, Bravo 1, Alpha, may be used in the period specifically of the application for 120 days, whichever is less. Number two, physical search. Section 304, Delta 1 of a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, 50 Uniform Code, 182724, Delta 1 amended to Alpha, strike 45 and include 90. Bravo, insert A after accept that, and Charlie, insert before the period of the following, and in order to this section of the physical search target against an agent of the power, foreign power, to define the section of 101, Bravo 1 Alpha may be used to appear specifically in the application or 112 days, whatever is less. Bravo, extension. In number one, in the general section of 105, Delta 2 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, 50 Uniform Code 1805, Delta 2 is amended. Alpha inserted Alpha after expected that, and Bravo inserting before and the period of the following, and Bravo of the extension of the orders under the Act of Surveillance targeted against an agent of a foreign power as defined in Section 101, Bravo 1 Alpha may be for a period not to exceed 1 year. Number two, defined terms. Such Section 304, Delta 3-2 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, 5 U.S. Code 1827 Delta 2 is amended by inserting after not the United States person and the following are against the agent of the foreign policy that is defined in Section 101, Bravo 1, Alpha. Section 208, designation of judges. Section 103 Alpha of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, 50 Uniform Code 1803 Alpha, is amended by, number one, striking 7 district court judges and inserting 11 district court judges. Number two, inserting of whom of no fewer than 3 shall reside within 20 miles of the District of Columbia after circuits. Section 209, siege of voice email messages pursued to warrants. Title 18 United States Code is amended, number 1, in the section 2510 and in the paragraph 1 by striking beginning with and such and all of the following through the communication and Bravo in the paragraph 1-4 in the inserting the wire R after the transmission of 2 in the subsection of Alpha and Bravo of the section 2703 Alpha by striking contents of electronic and inserting contents of wires are electronic and place in appears Bravo by striking the contents of electronic and inserting the contents of wire are electronic in each parts of it where it appears. Charlie, by striking any electronics and inserting any wire or electronic piece, each in place where it appears. Section 210, scope of subpoenas for the record of electronics. Section 2703, Charlie 3 of the Title 18 United States Code are redesignated by the Section 212 in Amendment Number 1 by striking entities, the person's name, address, location, local or long distance, telephone call, toll bill records, phone, telephone numbers, or other subscribed numbers are identified in lent service of the subscriber and inserted by the entities. The Alpha 1 Alpha is name. Bravo, address. Charlie is local or long-distance telephone connection records are records of session times and durations. Delta is the length of service, including the start time, start date, and the type of service utilized. Echo, telephone or instrument numbers are such subscribed numbers by the identifying, including any temporary assessment network and address. Foxtrot means and source of payment for each service, including any credit card or bank account numbers, are a subscriber number 2. By striking the type of service the subscriber or the customer utilizes. Section 211, classification of scope. Section 631 of the Communication Act of 1934, 47 U.S. Code of 551 is amended into 1 in subtitle, subsection Charlie 2, Alpha in the subparagraph Bravo by striking or, and Bravo is subparagraph Charlie by striking the period at the end and inserting or, Charlie by inserting at the end of the following. Delta to the government entities as authorized under the Chapter 119, 121, or 206 of Title 18. United States Code except that such disclosure should not be included in records, receiving cable subscribers, selections of video programs from the cable operator. Number 2. In the subsection hotel, by striking a governmental entity and inserting except as the provider is subsection 2 delta of the governmental entities. Subtitle, excuse me, section 211, emergency disclosure of the electronic communication to prohibited life and limb. Alpha, disclosure of the comments. One, in general, section 2702 of Title 18, United States Code, is amended by A, striking this section headed to the insert of the following. This is coming from this part portion right here is actually the section that they are striking, inserting the following. 2702, voluntary disclosure or customer communication on records. Bravo, insert subject alpha 1 in paragraph 2 alpha by striking and at the end. Number 2, in the paragraph 2B, by striking the period and inserting and. Number 3, by inserting after paragraph 2 of the following. Number 3 is the provider of the remote computing service or the electronic communication service to public shall not knowingly divulge a record or information pertaining the subscriber or the customer of such service, not including the contents of the communication covered by the paragraph 1 or 2 in any governmental entity. Charlie, in subsection B, by striking exceptions, a person or entity, and inserting exceptions for the disclosed of communication, a provider prescribes its subsection alpha delta in subsection B6. Number 1, in the subparagraph of alpha, number 2 of the section of R, striking the period and inserting or. Charlie, if the provider reasonably believes that the emergency involving the immediate danger of death or serious physical injury to any person requires this disclosure of information without delay. Echo by inserting after subject B of the following. C, except exceptions for the disclosure of the customer's records. A provider prescribes its subsection A by divulging a record or other individual information pertaining to the subscriber to or the customer of such services, not including the contents of communication covered by the subsections alpha 1 or alpha 2. Number 1, as otherwise authorized by section 2703. Number 2, with the lawful contents of the customer or the subscriber. Number 3, any may be notified, incidents to the remnants of the service or the protection of the right or the property of the providers providing service. Give me a second here. A lot of codes and stuff today. Because let me make this statement. I know I'm reading a lot of stuff that you probably won't comprehend unless you read it for yourself. But the reason why I'm reading these things and it seems kind of redundant and stuff, it's because if you ever went to court, defense lawyers will find ways to get the person that they're defending off by loopholes. And so what the government does is make sure that they can go in and they can tighten up the regulation, and if they can, by all means, they will. And this is, when we're talking about these laws are very tricky. And honestly, most people, you probably think that, hey, you got to be a lawyer to understand these things. But no, if you read it and understand the context of the flow of things, it's not that hard to actually actually look at. And so, like I said, it's dry, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is important. It is very important that I divulge the information for you. If you're not going to go look it up yourself, then, you know, at least you can go and say, well, yeah, somebody has talked about this, because you need to know what you're talking about before you go and try to make, these accusations about different things that you have no idea what you're talking about. And once again, I say to you, I know this is kind of dry. I know that that it may warrant you to take a break, and that's fine. If you need to take a break from this stuff, then that's totally fine. But I'm going to go ahead and continue to march on, and I will. That would be pretty much my last time apologizing for this dryness. But this is the show, and this is what I'm going to do, and this is for the people. So after that, I'll probably apologize tomorrow, but that'll be the end of it, okay? All right. We're rocking and rolling. All right. So section 213, the authorization for delaying or notifying of the executive for a warrant, section 3103 alpha of Title 18, Uniform Code, is amended by inserting a general give me one second.
Flash it. New thing. This is the song. Got two lyrics. Very simple and plain. We can all sing together. No ads to feel left out. Join in. This is a song that people need to be singing right about now. When they're telling you that you can't, you shouldn't, you won't. Tell them this, tell them this, tell them this.
Yeah. flame, civil and plain, civil and plain, beautiful thing, and it's the truth.
All right, so I'm back. I was looking for something, and I apologize. I wanted to make sure that I had a couple things. I will take a pause on reading that, and I want to bring up a couple things. One would be the reason why I've been going over the Patriot Act and the NSA piece very heavily is because those are the black ops things that we don't see, right? And then there's this it's kind of different from what you guys may have heard before, okay? But there is a such thing as a public contractor and a private contractor. And there's a list of private contractors that has to deal with the Patriot Act that we don't know about. So these companies are part of this DOD buildup, okay? So I don't want to scare you away about these things, but it's important that you know it, okay? So in Australia, there's two companies that are private companies, but check this out. It's called Sharp and Internationals. It's mainly used for Australian and New Zealand ex-Special Forces instructors. The other company is called Unify Resources Group of Australia, based in Dubai. Special Forces and law enforcement veterans of the Australia, the United States, and Great Britain, and also New Zealand. The Dominican Republican Company, I know you're saying Dominican Republican, what? Right. Northbridge Service Group is in the Dominican Republic with offers in the United States and Ukraine. It is one of the largest private military companies. What does it do? They didn't say. Let me find out real quick. And this all ties into the Patriot Act, so don't think I'm moving around too much, because I'm not. So this company, is registered in Dominican Republic, but has offices in the United Kingdom and Ukraine. It's a firm that also has an address in Lexington, Kentucky, of America. Its president and CEO is a United States Army retired colonel. Oh, wait up. The CEO and the president of the company is the United States retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert W. Kavik. I probably pronounced it wrong. So check this out. It's a command, says the Northbridge Commandos rescued dozens of oil workers during the whole hostile in an oil rig in 2003, the company offered to kidnap an embedded Liberian President Charles Taylor for $4 million. The offer was rejected, and Northberg was subsequently investigated by the FBI. The firm hit the news in 2003 when it was found that they were seeking for investment and funds of operations to seize the disgraced ex-Liberian President Charles Taylor, who had been gained asylum in Nigeria at the time. Northbridge claimed that it had had personnel that were ready to kidnap Charles for $2 million reward and has offered the United States Congress. A director at the firm said that any potential investors in the operation would be able to split the profit of the firm. So they offer advice, training, operational service, intelligence service, strategic communication, and support of law and order. You know what they do. So, okay. And then Peruvian in Peru. Peru has a company called Delphine. It's also a private military company that recruits and trains security personnel, logistic people, and administration people, and professional services to provide worldwide service. Its headquarters office is in Dubai, the Philippines, Singapore, and Iraq. Their main contracts have been the triple canopies industry and the United States Department of State involving the war in Iraq. They employed strategic guard forces and logistics and administration personnel along with English professors that taught those that taught them English with contracts. Very interesting. The Secretary of Foreign Relations in Peru met with Detente President and CEO Mr. Manuel Duran and Vice President FCK, two of the Detente's international representatives and investigations. The ambassador said that he had in his loopholes of the Peruvian laws that allowed their citizens to work abroad as security guard in conflict zones. The United Nations Working Group also visit Peru and visited Mr. Duran. Contracts between these United States involving traveling in the sites behind became the review and publications in the media at the time of the Peruvian travelers were being advised by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. All right. So South Africa has one as well. It's called Executive Outcomes. But they, according to this one, it says it ceases to operation in 1999. Okay. The AG's defense. This is coming from the United Kingdom companies. Let's see. The AG's Defense Service, which is located in London, they contracted by the United States of Defense during the most recent war on Iraq and Afghanistan. Control Risk Group, which is also out of London, provides security and armed guards and British entities and consults. In this International Dubai, its headquarters is in Dubai, a joint South American British private security company registered in the British Isles, British Virgin Islands. International Intelligence Limited. It's located in Eastern Stad, specialist contracts, operations in security and intelligence sector. Saladin International, which is London, and they ceased operation in 2004. And in the United States of America, the secret military contract, excuse me, not secret, but they're private military companies, only to be contracted by the military, is Air Scan, which is Titusville, headquarters is in Titusville, Florida, the United States of Defense and United States Air Force, and other private companies. They don't say what they do. The Amanda X Blackwater, United States, they do consulting. Cluster Battles, McLean, Virginia, their portfolio, they work with Iraq. And the oil sector, at the present, they have ceased operations in Iraq. Financial trouble since 2003. Website is for sale. Let's see. Dutch Core, which is in Falls Church, Virginia. It's located in Iraq. It worked in Iraq. I forgot to stand Somalia and also in Colombia. GK Serrera, Washington, D.C., he works with the Department of Health and Services, the CIA, the Department of Defense contractor, and also has an office in Portland, Oregon, and the field office various location of global. The ITT Corporation, White Plains. The headquarters is in White Plains, in New York. They worked out of Kosovo. KBR, which is out of Houston, MPRI, MVM, is both out of Virginia. They work for the NSA, as CIA and the NSA contractors. You got the Northward Group, and you know we already talked about that. The Titan Company, Triple Canopy Industry, which comes out of Virginia, served in South America and in Iraq, and the Vidal Corporation, that's located in Fairfax, so it works in Turkey and in Saudi Arabia. So, for me, those things are very, very weird and tricky, right? But check out this, and you probably have never heard of this, and you probably have. This thing's called Montague documents, right? The Montague documents is an agreement between a signature countries obtaining regarding private military and security companies in war zones. It was ratified in Marto, Switzerland, September 2008. The document lists 70 recommendations for good state practices, such as verifying companies' track records. Kind of like PayPal, you know, in PayPal you can track people and see if their goods are good or not, kind of like that. Accepting products and use of the via staff, correct procedures when practicing law occurs, and ensuring the personnel training of international humanitarian and human rights laws. And there are, let's see, this list is ratified as of 2010. It's Afghanistan, Angola, Africa, Austria, Canada, France, Germany, Iraq, the People's Republic of China, Poland, Sierra Leone, South Africa, Switzerland, Sweden, Ukraine, United Kingdoms, and United States. And also, if you didn't know, the International Committees of the Red Cross. Huh. Now, why would the Red Cross be dealing with such things? Okay, well, that's for you to find out and you to answer. You already know how I feel about the Red Cross. So, let's get back to business. Bravo, delay. With respect of the insurance of any warrant or any court order under the section or any other rule of law to search for a size or siege any property or materials that constitutes evidence of a criminal offense in violation of the law of the United States of America. Any notes may be required to give any must be in a delay. If, number one, the courts find a reasonable cause to believe that the providing intimidation notification of the existence of the warrant may be advised related to the fine sector of 2705. Number two, the warrant prohibits the seizure of any tangible property, any wire or electronic communication as defined in the section 2510, or except the expression of that is provided in Chapter 2121, any stored wire or electronic information except where the court finds responsible necessities for the seized products. Number three, the warrant provides for the giving of such notification within a reasonable period of execution, which period may therefore be extended by the court for good cause shown. Section 214, pen register and trap or track authority under the FISA. Alpha, Applications and Order, Section 402 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, 50 Uniform Code 1842, is amended, number one, in the subsection Alpha 1 by striking for the investigation to gather foreign intelligence information or information that's concerning the international terrorism, and inserting for any investigation to obtain foreign intelligence information not concerning the United States person or protect against the international terrorism or clandestine intelligence activities provided in such an investigation of the United States person is not conducted solely upon the basis of activities protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, that right there specifically states they don't have the right to do that. Now, you have to look at the Sunset Amendment that President Obama signed, which strengthens this such a thing. So now, because Obama signed this extension, it's called the Lone Wolf. So let me explain that to you. In this section, it says that a United States citizen cannot be tracked or traced by the FISA if they are conducted solely upon the basis of the activity protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. So, for example, if I'm doing a radio show like I am, and I'm talking about such things as this, and I've mentioned these key words like terrorism and counterterrorism, FBI, CIA, all these key words that we've talked about in the past, when those words come up and it crosses the line, when it crosses the computers that track us, even though I am using my First Amendment constitutional right to say certain things, there are certain things that they deem to be terroristic that would put me on the list for them to track me because I talk about these things. Now, I would have to do other things in conjunction with this, but the bill that the extension that President Obama has signed, he has taken our rights to be protected by this. Yes, President Obama, hey, listen, like I said, I have nothing against him personally, but his policies does not make any sense when it comes to Americans. None. He should not give any intelligence agency to be able to track any individual's telephone conversations, voice telecations, via Skype they should none of that stuff. But we beg for it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, if y'all stop being so scared about every little thing that comes on Fox News and CNN and stop following the newspapers, you will understand certain things like this. Because the more frightened you are, the more they say you need to be protected. And for those people who want to impeach Obama, just like President Nixon, fine, do so. But all I'm saying is the bill still exists. The act still exists unless the act is ratified or taken off the books. Then it doesn't matter what president is in office. They still have the ability to do so. That is the fine line between saying, I want to impeach somebody because they're listening. Listen, they've been listening on us for a long time, forever, actually. As long as there was technology and there was able to tap into people's phone. Look, like I said before, look, if you look at the Mexicans, Native Americans, you look at the black people of the civil rights movement, you look at the Italians with the mafia, they have been doing these pin registration taps and trace things since the beginning of time. So it's nothing new. It's newer now because President Obama's in presidency. But, you know, people didn't say that when President Bush was in office, right? But we're still fighting a war on terror. Okay, but anyway, that's my 2 cents. Anyway, so number two, by amending the subsection Charlie 2 to read of the following. Number two, a certification by the applicant that informs likely to obtain a foreign international information and concerning United States person or in the relevance to an ongoing investigation to protect against international terrorism or clandestine intelligence activities, provided that such investigations of the United States person is not conducting solely upon the basis of the action protected by the Constitution of the First Amendment. The First Amendment of the Constitution. Three, by striking subsection Charlie 3, and number 4, by amending subsection Delta 2 Alpha to read of the following. Alpha shall specify, number 1, the identity, if known, of the person who is subject to the investigation. Number 2, the identity, if known, of the person of whom is leased or in whom name is listed on the telephone line or the other facility in which the PIN registered or the tap or trace device is to be attached or applied. Number 3, the attributes of the communications to which the order applies, such as the number or the individual, or if known, the location of the telephone line or the facilities in which the PIN register or the trace and track device is to be attached or applied. And in the case of the trap and trace device, the geographical location limitations of the track and trace order. Bravo. Authorization of doing the emergency. Section 403 of the Foreign FISA of 1978, 51 Uniform Code 1843 is amended. Number 1, in the subsection alpha, by striking foreign intelligence information or information concerning international terrorism and inserting foreign international information not concerning a United States person or information to protect against the international terrorists or declaring intelligence activity, provided that such investigations of the United States people is not conducted solely upon the basis of activities protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. And number 2, in subsection Bravo 1, by striking foreign intelligence information concerning international terrorism and inserting the foreign intelligence information NAR concerning the U.S. person, United States person of the information to protect against the international terrorism or the clandestine intelligence activities, provided in such investigations of the United States person is not conducted solely upon the basis of the activities protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Section 215, assess to record and other items under the FISA. Title 5 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act of 1978, 50 Uniform Code 18161, is amended by striking Section 501 through 503, instead inserting the following. Section 501, access to certain business records for foreign information and international terrorist investigation. Alpha 1, director of the foreign FBI or the designee of the director, rank shall then assistant special agents in charge, may make an application for an order requiring the product of any tangible things, including books, records, papers, documents, and other information for an investigation to protect against the international terrorism or clandestine intelligence activities, provided that such of the investigation of the United States person is not conducted solely upon the basis of the activity provided by the protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution. Number two, investigation conducted under the section shall also be conducted under the guidelines approved by the Attorney General and under Executive Order 12333 or the successor order, and bravo, not to be conducted in the United States person solely upon the basis of the activities protected under the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. Bravo, each applicant under this section, number one, shall be made to alpha, a judge of court established by the section 103 alpha, or bravo, the United States marginal judge under chapter 443 of the Title 28 Uniform Code, which is a public dissemination of the Chief Justice of the United States, to have the power to hear applicants and grant orders for the production of tangible things under the section on behalf of a judge that court on, number two, shall specify that the records concerned are sought for the authority's investigation conducted in accordance with the subsection alpha 2 to obtain foreign information intelligence not concerning a United States person or protect against the international terrorist or clandestine intelligence activities. Charlie 1, upon the applicant made persuasion to this section, the judge shall enter an ex parte order as to request and such modified approving the release of the records if the judge find the application meeting the requirements of the section. Number two, an order under the subsection shall not be disclosed that it is an issue that possesses their investigation design in subtitle alpha. Delta, no person shall disclose to any other person or any other those persons necessary to produce the tangible things under this section that the FBI that sought or obtained tangible things under this section. Echo, a person who is in good faith proceeded to a tangible things under the order of the persuaded to this section shall not be liable to any other person for such procedures. Such procedures shall not be deemed to constitute a waiver or any privilege in any other procedure or contact. This is section 502, the congressional oversight. Alpha, of a semiannual basis, the Attorney General shall fully inform a permanent selected committee of intelligence of the House of Representatives and the selected committee of intelligence of the Senate concerning all requests for the products of the tangible things under the section 402. Bravo. On the semiannual basis, the Attorney General shall provide to the committee on the jurisdictory of the House of House of Representatives and the Senate a report setting forth with respect to the preceding 6 months period. Number one, the total number of the applications made for orders providing requests and producing the tangible things under Section 4.2. I'm gonna ask a question, and then I want you to kind of like think about this, all right? The reason why I'm asking this question is because Eric Holder has already been in a bunch of mess. So in order for these people to do their jobs, are they conducting these processes? 6 month period, is he doing that? Number two, the total number of such orders either granted, modified, or denied. I would love to see that list. Wouldn't you? I know you would. This comes from Section 216, modified of the authorization, related to the use PIN register and the traced and the track device. Alpha, general limitations. Section 3121, Charlie, of 18 United States Code is amended by inserting our trace art track device after PIN registration. Number two, by inserting the routing addressing after dialing and by striking call procedure processes and inserting procedure of transmission of the wire or the electronic communication so they're not include the contents of any wire or any electric communications. B, insurance of orders. Number one, in general, the section 3123 alpha of Title 18 of United States Code is amended to read as follows. A, in general, number one, the attorney of the government upon the application made under the section 3122 alpha 1, the court shall enter an part order of authorizing the installation and use of the PIN registration trap. And trace device anywhere within the United States. If the court finds that the attorney of the government has certified the court that the information likely to be obtained by such installations and use in relevance of that order, relevance on that ongoing criminal investigation, the order upon service of the order shall apply to any person or entity providing wire or electronic communication service in the United States of whom assistance may facilitate the execution of the order. Whenever as such the order is served on any person or entity not specified named in this order upon the request of such person or entity, the attorney for the government or the law enforcement or the investigating officer that is serving the order is provided written and electronic certification that the order applies to the person or the entity being served. Number two, the state investigation or the law enforcement officer upon an application made under the section 3222 alpha 2, the court shall enter the ex parte order authorizing the installation of the use of the PIN registration or the trap and track device within the jurisdiction of the court. If the court finds that the state law enforcement or the investigation officer has certified to the court that the information likely to be obtained by certain installation and use in relevance to an ongoing criminal investigation. 3 alpha. Where the law enforcement agency implementing an ex parte order under this certain sub order seeks to do are by the installing and the usage of their own PIN order or track device on the PIN switch, pocket switch device network, and in providing the electronic communication of the public, the agency should ensure that the record will be maintained with all identified. Number one, any officer or officers who are installing the device and any officers or officer whom assume the device to obtain information from the network. Number two, the date and time of the device was installed and the date and time of the device was installed and the date and time and duration of each time that the device is accessed to obtain information. Number three, the configuration of the device at the time of the installation and any subsequent modification thereof. Number four, any information which has been affected by the device due to extension of that PIN registration or the TraceTrap device can be set automatically to record information electronically, and the records should be maintained electronically throughout the installation and used in such device. Bravo. The records maintained under the paragraph alpha shall have been an exordered ex parte and under seal to the ports that enter the ex parte order authorizing the installation and use of the device within 30 days after termination of the order, including any extensions thereof. Number two, the contents of the order, section 3123, Bravo 1, title of 18, Uniform Code Amendment, alpha and subparagraph alpha, number one, inserting, are the other facilities after telephone line, and number two, inserting before the semicolon at the end of the applied, and by striking the subparagraph Charlie and inserting the following. Charlie, the attributes of the communications to which the other applicants include the number or the identifier, and if known, the location of the phone line or the facility in which the PIN registration or trap and trace device is being attached and applied, and of course in the order of authorizing institutions, installations, and using of the trap and trace device under subsection alpha 2, the geographical location of the order, and number 3, non-disclosure requirements. Section 3123 delta 2 of the Title 18 United States Code is amended alpha by inserting or other facilities after the line, bravo by striking or whom has been ordered by the court, and inserts or imply or who is obligated by the order. Charlie, define. Number one, the court of the competent jurisdiction, section 3127(2) of 18 code, United States Code, is amended by striking subparagraph, inserting the following, and any district courts of this United States, including the magistrate judge of such of the courts, or any United States Court of Appeals having jurisdiction over the official being investigated, or number two, PIN registration section 31273 of section 818 informs, amended alpha by striking electronic or their impulses, and all of the following through is attached, and insert dialing, routing, addressing, and signaling information transmitted by an instrument or facility in which is wired or electronic communications is transmitted, provided, however, that is some information should be held and increased to attain any communication. Bravo. By inserting R to proceed after the device, each place it appeared. Number three, trap and tracking devices. Section 3127 alpha, 31274 of 18 code, Uniform Code of Amendments, by striking of the instrument of all of the following through the semicolon and inserting are other dialing, routing, addressing, and signal information reasonable, like the identifying of sources of wire or electronical communication provided, however, in with such information shall not include the contents of any communications, and by inserting or procedure after a device. Number four, conforming amendment, section 3127, number one of 18 Uniform Code, is amended by striking and by inserting and consents after the electrical communication services. I've got 19 minutes, so I'm going to stop there reading that stuff. But I would like everybody to understand that this stuff is, I mean, some real gut breakers. I mean, there's so much to it that if you are wanting to do research on it, you're going to be like, well, where do I go, first of all, and what do I need to do, and who do I need to speak to, and all these things. But listen, the things are very drawn out. You can always go and do your own research based up off of what you have found. And the reality is it will surely get you to understand the realization that where we are as a people, because not understanding where we are as a people will definitely hurt and hamper what we are trying to do as a nation. What we are trying to do, what I feel is what we're trying to do as a nation, is trying to get back to how life used to be, right? Well, these days, man, it's not like the old days. It'll never be like that again. Never. I mean, I know you would like it to be, but those days, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, are gone. It's been gone. Let me tell you how it's been gone. It's been gone since the ability to, one, talk to your kids a certain way. When you got institutions telling you can't talk to your kids a certain way, I'm not talking about calling them an idiot and all that stuff, but, I mean, you could be hard and firm on your child. I mean, really. Now, what happens in a household where the child is running the house and the parents is just a victim? What do you do? How do you control them? Very tough. Very tough. But, you know, there are ways to get around those things. Very, very profound things. And I come to you saying these things. I'm coming to you with real words here. For those who sit back and gripe and complain about this one and that one and where our country's going, we need to open up our eyes. Because the truth of the matter is, the world does not care about you. Now, I said the world. Now, there are individuals in this world who may care about you. But give you a scenario. See, there's going to come a time where your family is going to have to choose. And you see it all the time in movies, all the time, where there's a family and somebody in the family don't think it's right, and so they go tell the authorities, right? And the whole family ends up, you know, getting in trouble. I mean, the best way I can explain it to you is for those who've seen The Sound of Music. Now, I haven't seen The Sound of Music until I was 35, and I'm 35 now. And so just recently I've seen the movie, Sound of Music. And towards the end of the movie, the girl who had fell in love with this courier boy who worked for the Baron, decided to switch sides and become a Nazi. He decided to do. She She thought that he loved her enough that he wouldn't say anything to her. And the daddy said, you would never be one of them. Wow. You can use that on so many levels. But the reality is this. When your own family turns you into the government because you're not taking your pills or you're reading your Bible or you're doing something that you're not supposed to, deemed by the government, and that day will come, what would you do? Are you going to be heartbroken? I mean, it breaks my heart to hear how people turn other people in for frivolous things. So, for example, in Greece, they stopped sending people to go find people who owe taxes. Instead, they used the people within the country to snitch on them or tattle on them, and they said that money has been coming in faster by citizens who are ratting on other citizens. Now you say, well, they need to pay their taxes. Okay, well, yeah, if you want to look at it that way, fine, they need to pay their taxes. But the other hand, the government is teaching them to turn against the community. Once the community falls, and the community is the backbone of America, when the community goes, then there's anarchy in the community. So it's very hard for me to sit back and see these things happening, and I tell my family members all the time. You know, but everybody's got their own time and space, and God's going to reveal that when it is. And once again, remember, Jesus is the reason. Jesus is the reason. You can't, listen, you can call it Jehovah Jireh, whatever you, just say God's name. Say his name, please. You can call him Yahweh because that's what the old Hebrews used to call him. If you want to call him that, that's fine. Do whatever you want to do, but use the name of God, because you see, when the devil was, when the demons was in these men, they said who his name was. They didn't say, oh, you're God, or you're the Son of God. No, they said, you're Jesus. And so you need to use the name to put fear into the devil, because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is coming down to spiritual warfare. Now, I know a lot of y'all don't like Alex Smith or whatever and stuff, but listen, he said something this weekend that, and I'll be playing his Bilderberg speech when we went to London last weekend. I'll be playing that for you. And I tell you, he said the most surprising things in my eyes. He says, you got to believe in God. You got to believe, this is what it's about. You got to believe in Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been saying that from the beginning of my show, the very first beginning of my show, how I was going to run this show. I don't have gimmicks. I don't have gadgets. I don't even ask you to support me financially. I mean, you look at other blog groups, they want your money. I don't want nothing but your time. And you know what? That's more precious than dollars, because I don't need your money. What I need is the information that trickle down to those who do not believe. And for those who don't believe in Jesus, those who don't believe that the world is coming and being controlled by Satan and his dominions that are here on the earth, and they are doing what they can to get rid of us, That's the ultimate goal of mine. I don't need your money. I want your time. And there's nothing more valuable than the person's time. And if I can just hold you for 5 minutes, I know 2 hours is a long time for listening to somebody talk, but if I can just hold you for 5 minutes and say something that could click in your head and you get up and you go do research on that, then I've done my job, praise Jesus. I don't need to do nothing else. You see, I don't get all bent out of shape because people don't call into my show. To me, it's better if you don't call in anyway. I can talk as much as I want. You know, but if you call in, hey, I'd love to hear your side of the story. So I don't really, it doesn't bother me. You know, I don't need 1,000 people tune into my show. If you tune into my show, thank you. If you go back and you listen to my archives, that's what you need. That's what I'm looking for. I want people to go who are able to go back and listen to my shows and continue to listen to them. And when that doesn't become more effective, then I've got to use another strategy to get more people to listen. But believe me, ladies and gentlemen, people are listening. Don't think that you're the only one in the boat who thinks that they're listening to me and you have your own thoughts. Listen, we are a people that is designed to worship. You think about that. We are a people who are designed to worship. Now, where do we get that from? We don't know. But we know at the end of the world, when Jesus comes down and this is the New Jerusalem, ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand that we will be praising God. So this is a stepping stone or tool to get ready to do when you go up to heaven. Now, we've already been through who's going to get the seals, and unless you're Jewish, for all those people, for all those people who think they're the chosen one, and you said that you're the part of the 144,000, that would be a negative Gopherida, not unless you're Jewish. And if you're Jewish and you're a part of the 12 tribes of Abraham, I mean of Isaac, then or Jacob, sorry, the 12 tribe of Jacob, then you could be wrong. So don't misinterpret it. And it's not a such thing as you're not going to go to heaven. They said multitudes of people will be there. So, you know, we can still get in. It's just those people going to get in first. Don't worry. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in. And we got to go over this more. We're not almost done. We've got a couple more pages to go. And so I'm going to decide what I'm going to do. But I thank you for tuning in. And next time I hear you, you should be sounding off. Have a good night and God bless. This is Sound Off Forum.